is on 96.3 W Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bay, Gooch Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from the ballpark, here's the voice of Auburn High School softball, Jack Hutton.
Central Phoenix City is the spot on this glorious Tuesday evening in the greatest state in the Union, Alabama, down in Auburn High School, Central Phoenix City High School rivalry. And we've got a good one tonight. Central and Auburn heading it up here. Auburn High softball right here on your radio dial. WLE 96.3 is the station. Welcome in, one and all, to this glorious turf field here at Central High School. You've got the brown turf in the infield, of course, the green with the mow lines out in the outfield, and then the white foul poles down the line. It's an excellent-looking ballpark here, as it we've become accustomed to every year that we've been here. We've been here the past about 3 or 4 years now for the area tournament, and now we get our first-ever regular season look at this ballpark and this Auburn High team. 20 wins on the season now, a 20-7 record after last week. They get two over arch-rival Opelika just across town, and now they try and take it even further in this area. We'll take 2 minutes on the Auburn High School Sports Network. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineups right here on the Russell Building Supply Countdown to First Pitch, presented by Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. When we come back, starting lineups and a look at what happened this past week and what will happen in this game for the Auburn High School Tigers. Don't go anywhere. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Auburn High School softball and baseball on 96.3 W Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at goochcenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High School softball and baseball on 96.3 W. Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Meeting at home plate underway. Coach Matt Hendricks in the white hoodie and the black sweatpants, as we've become accustomed to, at least the sweatpants, that is. Mitchell Holt across the way from him in the left-handed batter's box tonight. He's in the red hoodie, also with the black sweatpants. So a couple of sweatpant duel, if you will, going on here tonight. Boy, once again, we've got a beautiful ballpark here. And if you haven't been out to Central High School and the softball complex out here, it's a college-level facility. You've got the awning over on the third base side. You've got the press box right behind home plate. The fans sit also right behind home plate here. And then you've kind of got this swinging around gate that goes all the way down into left field and then, of course, attaches to that fence, which plays part of the playing surface. You've got the school in the background as well. And then out in right field, you've got some of the pine trees that make the scenery even better here. Today, we've got another good one between Auburn and Central. We've had some good ones over the past few years. Auburn at 2-0, Central also at 2-0 in area play. So tonight, they will be duking it out for first place in the area, and then they'll get the return trip back to Auburn on Thursday night. Remember, in Area 4 softball play in 7A, Alabama high school softball, that is, you get six area games. You get two against each team, one on the road, and then one back at home. And then the winner of that schedule, at least the top spot in that schedule, if you want to say, ends up hosting the area tournament. And then your top two out of that area make it to the tournament. We're about to get starting lineups called out for you. But first of all, let's go ahead and take one more break. When we come back, we'll have those starting lineups for you as well as first pitch. This is the Russell DeWitt Center and Russell Building Supply countdown to kickoff. Countdown to first pitch, that is, presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Samford Avenue in Auburn.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Ready for softball here in the Central High School Softball Complex. First pitch from Allie Supan for the Red Devils into Daly Alsobrook is a ball that lands just outside, and we are underway. Your Auburn Bank starting lineups, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Softball, as Daly Alsobrook grounds this one over to short at Griggs, trying to leg this one out, but she won't be able to as the shortstop makes a nice play on the ball, picks it up, and throws it across for out number one. Let's get you those Auburn Bank starting lineups. Once again, brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, proud sponsor of Auburn High School softball. Daly Alsobrook in the one hold you just heard there, the shortstop. At second base tonight, M.A. Gray stands in at the two spot, facing the right arm of Allie Supan, who rocks and fires the first pitch of the at-bat home. In there for a called strike one, low. Olivia Harris right behind her over at third. Abby Helms in the circle tonight. And then it'll be Reese Kelly in at right field. Sawyer, Pinton, Fitzgerald, and Brock. Grounded over to the right side by Grace. Scooped up over there by the central second baseman. And on to first in time for out number two. So Auburn went quickly here. But for two well-hit balls off the bat of things. Off the bat. Had to laugh at that one. Right off the bat. Had to laugh at that one. Right off the bat. And it is Olivia Harris. That's with nobody on, two outs in the inning. Supan comes home with the offering and misses high and out for ball one. Olivia Harris led this team in average for most of the first part of this season. Dipped a little bit, but still swinging it really well. Pitch home. Misses low, 2-0. Harris, a .389 hitter coming into tonight. .423 is the on-base percentage. 8 doubles for Liv. 5 home runs on the year. Wave and a miss at one in the turf. 2-1. Try to get you your lineups across the field for Central in just a moment. That was Cam Hammack making a play over there at second base just a moment ago. Pitch to Harris. Chopped on the infield over to third across the diamond and in time for out number three. Auburn goes very quickly, and we head to the bottom of the first inning. No score between Auburn and Central. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Back at it at Central High School. No score as we head to the bottom of the first inning. And in from the left side, it's the speedy and always dangerous Garrett Griggs to open things up. Left-handed bat. headed to the University of Alabama next season. She will face the right arm of M.A. Mary Alderson Grace, who delivers a first pitch low for ball one. Get you numbers in just a moment on M.A. There we go. 5-1 is the record. 37 2/3 innings pitch. Pitch is slapped down the left field line. Foul coming over is Sawyer. She's unable to make the play out in foul territory. It'll go to 1-1. 7 starts, 2 complete games for M.A. and 12 appearances on the year. 216 is a batting average against. A .98 walks and hits per innings pitch with a 1.49 ERA, 27 strikeouts to only 5 walks on the season. She's allowed only 8 runs thus far. This one is slapped right at first base, and Abby Helms steps on the bag for out number 1. That's a big out to get the lead off central bat. And there's one down in the inning. So that'll bring up Harrison. Right-handed stick here as Auburn retires Griggs, and that's a welcome sight. Keep the central leadoff bat and the speed demon off the bag. First pitch home from Grace. A little bit inside for ball one to Harrison. Been here a few times over the past couple of years and got to see some good softball in this field. A couple of nice Auburn wins. Not against Central yet. This one is flown deep into center field. Going back is Mason. She will pull up just short of the warning track and make the catch. Oh, Gracie took a look at the wall over her left shoulder as she was headed out there and then turned around, found the ball, made the catch, and there are 2 down in the inning. So here we go, just like that. Auburn just an out away from getting out of this first inning unscathed. And it's Chloe Broadwater. Left-handed stick takes the first pitch for a called strike on the outside corner. Broadwater, a sophomore. Outstanding season last year, over a .400 hitter. Really good player is Broadwater. That one delivered outside, 1-1 to count. Red roof over the Central High Freshman Academy right in left field. 1-1 delivery hits the inside corner. A bit of a late strike call here from the home plate umpire, but nothing we can't adapt to. The 1-2 count now is due to Chloe Broadwater. M.A. Grace trying to work through the Red Devil offense quickly here in the top of the first. The 1-2 pitch swung on and driven deep right field. Going back is Brock at the wall. She looks up. It's gone. Brock gave it a look as she head back towards right center field. Wasn't hit startlingly hard off the bat by Broadwater, but ball just kept carrying and carrying. Had plenty of height on it, and it drops right by the pole out there, the light post, that is. And Central, just like that, up 1-0. So Broadwater homers, that is the first run of the night. And now it'll be Allie Supan, the pitcher. Stands in from the right side. Will face MA's first pitch. First pitch is a little bit up and in, I guess, for ball one. 1-0. That's what this Central team can do to you, is score runs in a hurry. Really important, though, that Auburn keeps runners off bases and makes those big swings. Only count for 1. There's a strike on a foul tip into the glove. 1-1. The 1-1 comes home. Another swing and a miss. Grace down to a 1-2 count again on a Red Devil hitter. Auburn trying to win in Central for the first time since we've been on the air. Have to go back before that to when the last time Auburn won in this ballpark was. That pitch up and out. 2-2 now the count. M.A. with the lowest ERA, though, on this squad. Just the pitcher to do it. She sets. Fires home the 2-2 pitch. This one is fouled back. That'll get on top of us right over the roof here. And it'll trickle back down into the field of play. And if you're following at home, M.A. has turned into a pretty good little two-way player. Not only the 149 ERA, how about the 409 batting average from the senior? 2-2 is lined into center field. Going back is Mason, but she's got her glove with her, and she puts the leather on it for out number three. All right, damage limited there by Auburn as they get the first two down in the inning. The home run by Broadwater out the right center field, but then Supan lines out to end the inning. We've played one. Central up 1-0 on the Auburn High Tigers. When we come back, top of the second inning for you. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Back inside Central High School, first pitch of the at-bat to Abby Helms is a slow changeup, 0-1, that she watches down the middle. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss there by Abby Helms, and it's quickly 0-2 for the Auburn senior. Allie Supan worked a quick first inning, trying to work a quick first batter of the second inning here. That one misses outside, 1-2. Supan delivers home, foul back to the screen again. And it's 1-2. Abby Helms headed to West Georgia next season to continue her softball career. 303 is the average on the season. Home are going to have to compete their tails off at the dish tonight. Good news is, I think, you're going to have the pitching to do it this year. Here is Lynn Ray Sawyer, LR. Couple of big doubles in her last road contest over at Opelika, brought in four. There's one pounded out to right field, but under it is a central right fielder for out number two. So Auburn getting good wood on the ball here, but just can't find a hole quite yet. So here is Reese Kelly. Reese has appeared in 21 games. 227 average, fouls that one back. Auburn in the all-black uniforms tonight with the blue socks and the blue helmets. Only gripe I have is that it's kind of hard to see the numbers. Kelly fouls this one off to the right side. 0-2 it'll go. Auburn's going to have to figure out a way on base tonight. 0-2. That one bounces up there, 1-2. Now the count. That's what Auburn has not been able to do incredibly well, really, against this Central team in previous years. But sometimes have trouble with getting the bats going early, and there is another strikeout. Supan strikes out two in the inning, gets another one to line out, and just like that, Auburn's out of luck in the second inning. We head to the bottom of the second next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This
is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High softball on your radio dial here on W. Lee 96.3. Jack Cutting out here at Central High School to bring you all the action tonight. It is M.A. Grace in the circle working against the second inning of this Central lineup, and the first pitch comes home. Slapped on the infield. That'll get through, and a base hit to start the inning for the Red Devils. Nothing fancy about that by Savannah Severe. Just little bit of a slap hit, but she's able to get it on the infield and runs that one out. But she'll be on first base. A lot of speed over there. And here is the right-handed bat. Runner going. Pitches a ball. Throw down to second base. Oh, and also Brooke didn't quite keep the tag on her. I think she popped up off the bag just for a moment, but Severe in there with a stolen base. And here's Cam Hammock, second baseman for the Devils. Runner at second base now with nobody down in the inning. Pitch from M.A. Grace. Popped up on the infield. Can anybody get there? Olivia Harris runs it down. There's out number one. Over the shoulder grab by Harris. And Severe cannot move up to third there. So Auburn leaves the base runner at second. And here is Lexi Kirk, left-handed bat. Severe down at second base. Swing and a foul back to the screen behind her on the left side. Last road outing, at least the last one we called for you. Auburn went through three of their pitchers. You had M.A. start the game, went two innings. You brought in Abby Helms for a couple, and then Lily Brewer finish it off. Grounded at Alsabrook on the infield to short. Cross the diamond in time for out number two. Severe will have to stay at second base. Daly does a nice job of gobbling it up, looking back the runner and going across the diamond for the out. And yet again, Auburn an out away from getting out of the inning clean here. Severe down at second base. First pitch comes in to the right-handed central stick for strike one. Change up that hit the bottom half of the zone. Here's the 0-1. Ripped. Just foul. Just foul beyond the line. Had a technical difficulty for a moment getting it back on, but that pitch was ripped right over the third base bag. Fortunately for Auburn, it runs past the foul line. So M.A. Grace with an 0-2 count. Will rock and will fire. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, popped up on the infield. Will it get foul? Yes, it will. That'll get out of play. We'll have to do it again. Severe getting a good jump down at second base. Good speed. She will score on anything in the outfield. The rock into fire by M.A. That's outside. Runner going, and they throw it into left field. Severe going to come home to score, and that's an unforced error by the Auburn defense. Throw didn't need to be made as Severe was going to have that stolen. Just an unforced error by Auburn. Absolutely. Just can't have it. Got to recover here. M.A. still a strike away from getting out of this inning. 1-2 pitch. The senior righty comes home. This one's popped up on the infield. Who wants it? LR under it? No, this will be Harris from third base calling off everybody and making the grab for out number three. Auburn commits an error in the inning that leads to the run, but that's all Central will get. 2-0 Red Devils. We head to the top of the third next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High softball back on your radio dial on WLE 96.3, part of the Auburn High School Sports Network. Jack Hutton here to bring you all the action tonight from Central High School Softball Complex. We're in Phoenix City, Alabama. Welcome everybody in if you're just joining us. 2-0 Red Devils leading. First pitch is a ball coming home to the bat of E.K. Pinton, the Tigers catcher on the evening. 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike one, 1-1. Central got runs in the first and second innings, but that was all they got. Pinton pops this one down the right field line. Will it land fair? No, it won't. Just foul. It was in no man's land over there, but just beyond the line, and Auburn, the Auburn catcher, that is, will have to retreat. EK, 211 on the season, has not had the year that she's hoped for. Trying to get the luck to turn around here. 1-2 pitch. Chopped on the infield right at Supan in the circle. Picks it up. Fires just a tad high, but in time for out number one. Auburn going to have to figure out a way to get base runners tonight. They haven't had one yet. It'll be Peyton Fitzgerald standing in, trying to change that luck around. First pitch, just off the plate on the outside. That is a ball one. Peyton's had a good last couple of weeks here, batting 256 on the season, but had some nice hard hit balls the last few weeks. There's another one, gets right by. No, Griggs will stop it, and she'll throw it on the first base, but it won't be in time, as there is the first base hit of the game for the blue and white. It's a great play by the Central shortstop over there going to her right. She dives and fields it on that outfield turf. But Fitzgerald beats it out and is on board with the first hit of the game for the Tigers. Coming on a run, here's Gracie Mason, the flex player on the evening after Fitzgerald's hit. And Auburn will roll the line up to Caitlin Brock now. Matt Hendricks. Have to sub out the card. Make sure the umpire knows who's on. Now we're ready to go. Brock in the box on the left side. Sees the first pitch from Supan. That's right. Right down the middle for a called strike. It took about 5 seconds for the home plate umpire to hold up the strike call. I think he forgot to do it. 0-1. Brock turns around and bunts and wants that foul over there towards the on-deck circle. Also, Brooke will pick that up and will help things out. Well, there's your base runner now. Auburn is going to have to figure out how to get some barrels on Allie Supan tonight. It's He's been able to do it, but just hit it right to fielders. There's a barrel. Oh, just foul over the third base bag. Brock hit it hard. If it hits the line with Gracie Mason at first, it's probably an RBI double, maybe triple. Instead, it's an 0-2 count. Pitch. Off the outside edge, 1-2. Caitlin, 298 is the average coming in. Gets on base at a 403 clip. Trying to keep that rolling here. Mason at first base. Pitch coming home to Brock. Chopped on the infield to the right side. Going to be a tough play for Broadwater. She makes it in time. Oh, they'll get the out call over there. And the infield umpire. Only two umpires once again for high school softball. You get one in the middle of the field, and he's making that call from all the way over at second base. I think it's the right call there. Auburn does get the runner over to second base, so it'll be Daly Alsobrook trying to give Auburn their first run of the night with a hit. Well done by Caitlin Brock. Get the runner over. Made it a close play at first base. First pitch to Alsobrook. My goodness. It's a strike, and it's a good pitch. It's about a four-second-long strike call, so we don't have the benefit of it. We may have to wait on it a couple of times tonight. There's one that's off the plate that's called almost immediately. You can see the home plate umpire push one way or the other if the ball's off the plate. And he does it almost immediately. So a 1-1 count to Alsobrook. Here is the pitch. Lined into right field. Will it get down? Yes, it will. Around third base comes Mason. She will touch home, and it's 2-1. Daly Alsobrook goes fastball hunting, catches it off the outside corner, and pumps it right into right center field. And the Tigers have cut this lead in half. So that'll work for Daly. 2-1. And here's M.A. Grace, 409 on the season. First pitch is off the plate, ball one. Alsobrook at first base now represents the tying run here in the top of the third inning. M.A. Grace, the go-ahead run at the plate. No homers this year for Grace, but can help her out. Hope her calls out with a hit. Chops this one over to the right side. Over to first base she goes. It'll be an out over there as M.A. can't beat the first baseman to the bag in time. Made it a closer play than it should be with a ground ball to first. But Auburn is out of trouble. Actually, that's Central that is out of trouble in the inning. However, Auburn does get one. 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Central on top of Auburn. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Auburn High School softball on WLE 96.3. Welcome back, everyone. Joining us, it'll be Ari Shorter, the batter for the Central High Red Devils. Digs in from the left side and ready to see the first pitch of the inning from M.A. Grace. Just a little low for, actually, check that. That was tipped at the plate. Yeah, tried to check the swing, but an 0-1 count now. Grace checking the wristband. Auburn defense in for the slap hitting Shorter. This is hit out to second base. Quick, got to be quick about it. Reese Kelly is able to get it over to first base in time for the out. What a nice job by Kelly as she comes up throwing quickly. So first time for the order through the order for M.A. Grace, that is. Results in only two central ones. Auburn kept this hitter off of the bags the first time. This is Garrett Griggs who stands in, grounded out to first base the first time up. Takes the first pitch, ball up and away, 1-0. Garrett, one of the premier hitters in the state of Alabama, headed to the University of Alabama next season. Sees the 1-0 pitch from M.A. Grace, bunts it out in front, and a good one throw over to first base, not in time as Griggs beat that out. And yeah, that's what she can do. That's some of the best speed probably in the country by a softball player. So here is Mariah Harrison, flew out to center field her first time up. Bats here with a runner at first base, and I'd be shocked if there's not one at second in just a couple of seconds. Pitch is a ball. Throw down to second base. Not in time as Griggs is in there with yet another stolen base. That's become a common occurrence for the Central Red Devil leadoff hitter over the last couple of years. It started with Cam Hammock. Check that. Started with a few other Central softball players. It started with McKinnon Howard. He had a couple others. Bunted right at Harris. Comes up with it. Throws across the diamond in time for out number two. Griggs moves over to second on the play. So Central will bring Chloe Broadwater up to the dish with a runner at third base trying to extend this lead out to 3-1. Auburn an out away from not allowing that to take place, though. So a nice play that time by Harris of the Auburn defense to get to the second out. First pitch of the at-bat to Broadwater comes home, and it is a ball upstairs. Broadwater homered out to right center fielder first time up, one that just kept going. Got it up in the wind stream out there. 1-0 pitch, misses inside, 2-0. Maybe not a bad idea to pitch around the bat of Broadwater, but you do have Supan on deck. It is a potent lineup. 2-0. Misses upstairs and out, 3-0. This may be intentional. Oh. Intentionally unintentional walk. 3-0. Nope, that's right there for strike one, 3-1. M.A. took something off of that one, made sure she found the zone with it. She'll deliver a 3-1 pitch now. This is flown deep down the line, but foul over to right field. If she keeps that one fair, gone by a long way. But a 3-2 pitch getting set to come home to Chloe Broadwater. Auburn an out away from stranding the runner at third base. Grace checks the wristband on the left side. Now the righty rocks and kicks the full count pitch home. This is driven deep out to right field. Forget about it. Gone. That is the game you play if you go to three balls on Chloe Broadwater and really on just about any hitter in this lineup. You're playing a dangerous game getting into three ball counts. If you're not trying to walk them, then they will come back and they'll hit it a long way. If they're expecting a fastball, that's what she got. She pummeled it. Past the scoreboard out in right field. 4-1 Central now as both of those runners come in, and that can hurt. Pitch to Supan. Oh, what a nice play by Daly Alsobrook as it's lined right to her at shortstop. Had to make to go up a couple levels and jump up there, but she's able to bring it down. So Auburn does get the third out of the inning, but not before Chloe Broadwater deposits one into right field again tonight. It's her third RBI, and it's a 4-1 Central lead. We'll head back on the Auburn High School Sports Network just after this. Auburn High softball continues in a moment on the Auburn High Sports Network. Auburn High School Sports Network, that is, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options and effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High School softball on WLE 96.3. Here is Olivia Harris to start off the top of the fourth inning after Central put up two more runs in the bottom of the third thanks to a Chloe Broadwater two-run home run to right field. Auburn did put up a run last inning on Allie Supan, and they'll have to do that a few more times if they want to tie this thing up. Olivia Harris in the box once again came in, we told you earlier tonight, so once again, a 389 hitter. Olivia came into this one. Grounded out her first time up. Here is the 1-1 pitch. Chopped back foul. It's 1-2 now. I think the biggest thing for Matt Hendricks and his club tonight, as we get into the later innings here, is you've got to find a way to get base runners. If that's being patient at the dish and waiting out Supan, that's what you got to do. 1-2. There's a nice job by Olivia Harris, sawing one off into left field, and she'll reach base cleanly. There is a leadoff base runner, and that's just what we talked about. Auburn goes right to it. A single by Harris gets things started here in the top of the fourth inning. Brings up Abby Helms from the right side, Auburn's home run leader. First baseman tonight. First pitch comes home to her. Misses outside, 1-0. Auburn can wait out Supan a little bit. Made some good contact tonight. Already three hits. A couple of hard hit line drives. Right to some central defenders. There's a 1-0 pitch blown by the bat of Helms, and Abby's taking a big, mighty cut right now. We're on the campus of Central High School, Phoenix City, Alabama. There is the 1-1 pitch popped up in the right field. Shorter, under it, grabs it. One down. Abby really trying to lift the ball and not going to tell her not to. She leads this team with 10 home runs. L.R. Sawyer now will stand in there trying to do a job, get the runner over to second base and get herself on. The first pitch runs outside. Ball one, 1-0. Supan delivers the 1-0 offering. That one's outside as well. 2-0 now. So Auburn's left fielder, a couple of big-time doubles last time Auburn went on the road. Drove in four RBIs against Opelika. 2-0. This is driven out to right center field. Going back is the center fielder, though, and she's there to make the grab. That's a really nice play by Kirk out there, who got going to her left and was able to put that away in the right center field gap. Boy, another one that was hit on the screws, but Sawyer comes up empty in the scorebook. Brings up Reese Kelly now with two down and a runner at first base. Auburn hadn't been able to move the runner up yet in Harris. First pitch of the at-bat goes inside on Kelly, 1-0. Auburn hitters doing a good job of getting ahead of Supan, just hadn't been able to find any success yet other than the run last inning. This is chopped back up the middle. Broadwater fields cleanly and flips it over to Griggs at shortstop for out number three. This is a central defense that simply does not make mistakes in the field. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on one hit in the inning. Olivia Harris singles to left field but can't get her around. 4-1 Central as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
At Troy Bank and Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, We're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Auburn High School softball on WLE 96.3 can be heard locally in the Auburn area or online at the WLE96.3.com or on the app, the Radio Alabama app. 4-1 Central leading Auburn High School softball here. We're on the campus of Central High in Phoenix City, Alabama. The first pitch comes home from Mary Alderson Grace. It's a 1-0 count to Savannah Severe. Single her first time up. Pulls this one on the ground. Foul over towards the right side. 1-1 to count now. Severe singled, came around to score in that second inning. M.A. will deliver the 1-1 pitch. Slapped foul again right at the JV team down the line. A couple of ponytails diving out of the way over there. And now 1-2 count again. Auburn has done a good job of being able to get these Central hitters to two-strike counts, but Central has done a good job of two-strike hitting. 1-2. There's a wave and a miss. M.A. Gray strikes out Savannah Severe for the first strikeout of the night. Here is Cam Hammack, the second baseman. Grounded out the shorter first time up. Important for Auburn to rip through this lineup right now. Put up zeros when you can. Find a way to figure out Supan in the circle. First pitch comes home to Hammack. Up high for ball one, 1-0. The return game, Central coming to Auburn High School Thursday. Won't have that on the network as we'll instead have Auburn High baseball for you right here. Pitch is fouled back to the screen. 1-1 now goes the count on Hammock. It'll be Smith Station that Auburn visits next week and then gets a return trip from. And just like that, we're coming up on the area tournament. This one is flown out to Daly Alsobrook at shortstop. Makes an over-the-shoulder running catch. What a nice play by Alsobrook. She goes back to her left side right around the outfield grass. Kind of has to make a running over-the-shoulder catch, but does a nice job. Looking like a wide receiver over at shortstop. Second time of the night, Hammock has been retired by Alsobrook over at shortstop. And here's Lexi Kirk. First pitch comes in, misses low, 1-0. If you haven't been with us this season, a couple of seniors on this team, actually three seniors on this squad. Four seniors, but three of them going on to play college ball next season. That pitch is in there for a called strike one, 1-1. Abby Helms at first base, headed to West Georgia next season. Daly Alsobrook at shortstop, headed down to Florida International University, and then Gracie Mason, currently patrolling center field. We'll head about 45 minutes up the road to Auburn University, Montgomery. 1-1 wave and a miss by Kirk. It's 1-2. Auburn, again, a strike away from getting out of the inning unscathed. Hadn't been able to do it the first few innings. Can they do it here? The 1-2 pitch just missed the outside corner, and it's 2-2. May has put up good strikeout numbers this year. The velocity is not going to overwhelm hitters, especially top-tier hitters like this, but she does a good job of mixing and hitting spots, and there you go. Strike three thrown by the bat of Kirk, as that one was a little bit up and a little bit out, but M.A. reaches back for a little bit more and actually grabs a speedball strikeout, as we'll call it. 4-1 as the Tigers put up the first zero on the night on the Red Devils. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Matt Hendricks gathers his team around and tries to rally the troops over there as Auburn's got to figure out Ali Supan. Only one run so far given up by the Central righty. It's 4-1 Central as we go to break on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High School softball now continues. Top of the fifth inning as Auburn and Central play here in Phoenix City on the campus of Central High School. Welcome back, everybody. Jack Hutton here to bring you through all the action of tonight. It is E.K. Pinton stepping in for her second at-bat of the night. Grounded back to the pitcher in the first inning. That would be the second inning. Run the count quickly here to 1-1 as she watches a ball and a strike go by her. Supan delivers. This one is roasted into right field. Going back on it is shorter, though. Oh, and she makes a phenomenal catch. Goodness gracious. It ain't that easy, folks. And Shorter just made it look really simple. E.K. Pinton gave it a ride, but it is hauled in for out number one by the right fielder. And there's one down. So E.K. lines out the right field. Here is Peyton Fitzgerald. Singled her first time up. Actually, the first hit of the ball game for the Auburn High Tigers. Chops this one on the ground over to short. Griggs fires it over to first base in time for the out. Very quickly, there are two down in the inning. It does not take long if Auburn is swinging at first pitches to retire them right now, because this Central defense simply does not make mistakes. They dominate the routine play. And they also make the highlight play. Here's Caitlin Brock. Watches that first pitch run upstairs for ball one. 1-0. Brock, the slap hitter, almost reached last time up as she grounded over to second base. Was unable to run it out. The 1-0 pitch must have been in there. Yes, it was in there. Another late strike call from the home plate umpire. One pitch. Misses outside. 2-1 now. Brock will dig back in. And a 2-1 pitch home. Watches it outside. Folks, I apologize, but you've got to watch and try to listen for any strike call that you can get, because it's very, very slight. 3-1. Slapped on the ground, foul over towards Hendricks in the box. Down the third baseline. He'll have to see to it that the yellow ball gets back to the circle. And Caitlin Brock will stand in, do a full count pitch. Daly Alsobrook on deck. Right behind her would be M.A. Grace, then Abby. Check that. Olivia Harris would be behind her. Full count pitch. Slapped foul again. That'll get up off the screen. Auburn University baseball in a good one right now. 7-6 Georgia Tech leads that one over in Atlanta. Top seven Auburn with the tying run over at third base with two down. 3-2 pitch here is fouled off to the left side over the dugout. We'll do another full count pitch. Caitlin Brock working some pitches in Allie Supan down there right now. Lefty came into this game on base clip just over 400. 3-2 pitch. Hit on the ground over to first base. Vacuumed up over there. And they will step on the bag for out number three. So Auburn puts up a fight in the inning there as Caitlin Brock goes through an 8-pitch at bat. But eventually the ground now to first base ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Auburn's got to keep them where they are next on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of ballet, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High School softball continues on WLE 96.3 or online at WLE963.com at Radio Alabama. And a first pitch of the at-bat coming in now. The central eight-hole bat is fouled back to the screen. So 0-1 on number 12. Is the number. Got Madison Wagner on the roster. She's a freshman. We'll have to verify that, but for now, Wagner in there. Fouled out her first time up. And M.A. Grace has gotten out in front. 0-2 now with a swing of the bat. Here's the 0-2 offering coming home. That one misses up and out. 1-2. M.A. has put up a good fight here through four innings. Has allowed four runs. Three of those earned. The other one came home on a throwing error into left. This one is hit deep out the right field. Going back is Brock, and she makes it over the shoulder grab. Excellent play by Caitlin Brock, running back and towards the foul pole. Has to look over her left shoulder. Actually ended up catching it and covering with the other hand. So a nice catch on the hard hit ball. That'll bring up Ari Shorter. Grounded out to second, her first time up. There is some speed in the box right now. Auburn was able to retire her by a half a step last time up. First pitch misses, 1-0. Really wide open stance for the lefty. Tries to lay down the bunt and misses, 1-1. Shorter made an excellent running catch last inning, going back and towards the wall. E.K. Pinton had put a ride into one. That Shorter just ran down, made it look a whole lot easier than that catch should be. Here's a 1-1. Slapped foul again over towards the Auburn dugout. 1-2 now to count. M.A. Grace going for her fifth inning of work here. She can retire the next three. Has a 1-2 pitch due to Shorter. Here it is. Swung on, slapped again. That'll get up into the light fixture. Watch out below as that one comes right back down. It got hung up in the lights for a moment. Played pinball for a few seconds and then dropped right down on the Auburn crowd. Shorter due another 1-2 pitch. One down in the inning. Nobody on for the Red Devils. They're up 4-1 over Auburn High. Pitch home. Slapped on the ground. Going to be a tough play. Kelly over. Tried to flip and lost it. And that'll be, I think they're going to end up giving Shorter a single on that one. It was not hit hard. And with the speed that Shorter has, that would have been a tough play for Kelly to throw her out. Tried to make the flip over there and just lost it in the transition. So here is the leadoff bat, Garrett Griggs. Grounded to first. Her first time up and then singled. A little chopper on the infielder last, her second at bat. Shorter dances off the bag, chooses not to go towards first base. Central does the trick that getting more popular in softball and baseball put what could be a two-hole hitter, a bat handler over there at first base that runs really well. Put her in the nine spot. Let her get on for the leadoff bat. There's the 1-0 pitch. Misses upstairs 2-0 now. Shorter still not running, though. Central has left it in the hands of Griggs in the box right now. The 2-0 pitch comes home. That one misses inside, and it's now 3-0. That's an odd sight when M.A. Grace runs a count to 3-0. Rarely do you see that. M.A.'s done it two or three times tonight. Grace rocks and fires home the 3-0 pitch. That one misses inside, and Griggs will take a walk down to first base. Shorter to second. And now the two-hole hitter. It is Mariah Harrison. She has flown out and grounded out tonight. Definitely one of those she's due now, but Auburn would like for that date to be after this game. In fact, they'd like for it to be after this week. First pitch comes home to Harrison. Swing and a rip. Deep left center field. Going back is the entire Auburn outfield, and they'll watch this one sail over the wall. It's a three-run homer for Mariah Harrison. You just can't take any breaks against this offense. And that's not to say MA has, nor anyone else in this field. It's just a really darn hard offense to get through. Harrison went up there, fastball hunting. Found one she liked, drove it out to left center field. And when these Red Devil bats, when they connect on one, it just seems to go a little further. Here is possibly the biggest bat in the lineup. Chloe Broadwater now will stand in. Already two home runs on the night and three RBI. Central has extended this lead out to 7-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Phoenix City, Alabama, Central High School. And the 1-0 pitch runs upstairs 2-0 now. This is really uncharacteristic by M.A. Grace to get down in the count to hitters. 2-0. Must have missed out. 3-0. Again, you have to wait on the strike call. It's on a looking strike. It is such a delayed call that you're really not sure what it's going to be if a batter takes any pitch. 3-0. That one is in there for a strike. It's now 3-1. Broadwater stepped out of the box for a moment, started to head down towards first, and then you heard the home plate umpire with a strike call. 3-1. That one misses out. And that's a walk to Broadwater. And M.A. starting to labor a little bit out there. The righty looks over at the dugout. This could be her game. Auburn may be trying to save a couple of bullets for later in the week. Central will make the return trip to Auburn on Thursday night. Have to think, if M.A. is gone, he's five inning, going to be hard to bring her back for Thursday and let her go for an extended time against Central, that is. Broadwater way off the bag down there at first as that one runs inside for ball one on Supan. Way off the bag, Auburn doesn't throw down. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Central up 7-1 on the Auburn High Tigers. Pitch home to Supan. Hits the outside corner. Strike one. Goodness, kids. If you want to be a home plate umpire, call the strike. Call it. 1-1. This is hammered down the left field line. That'll run foul, though, up against the Freshman Academy down to the left field foul line. If you're familiar with Auburn City Schools, you remember there was the, well, there's East Samford now, then you've got the junior high and the high school. The 1-2 pitch misses low. Broadwater gets about halfway, not quite halfway, but a few steps off of first base. Penton looked down there to throw back, but Auburn chose not to do that. But if you're familiar with that, Auburn used to have that set up where they had the junior high, just the basically the freshman academy down the road, just ninth grade. But what is now East Samford, it was Auburn Junior High and a high school where the current junior high was. It's kind of the setup Central has now, except both of those schools are on the same campus. You've got the freshman academy. Just over the way. And the rest of the school surrounds it. 2-2. Dripped into left field. Going back is Sawyer. That's over her head into the wall. She'll have to play it up against the wall. Oh, man, and a nice job. Alsobrook received it. Had a throw at third. Don't think she expected that she was going to have any play at third. And that'll be a double for Supan. So runners at second and third now. Two down in the inning. Savannah Sevier stepping up as Supan rips her first hit of the day. That's a double to left field. Sevier has singled and struck out on the day. The first pitch comes home from Grace. That hits the outer half for strike one. Supan about halfway down with nobody covering her over at second base. M.A. with an 0-1 count delivers to Sevier. This one's fouled over to the left side. And it'll go to nothing and two. Auburn trying to work their way into the top of the sixth inning. Maybe try to put up a crooked number. Get yourself back into this one. 7-1 Central leads this one. Threatening with a few more on second and third base. The 0-2 pitch. Oh, must have missed outside. 1-2. Good looking pitch from M.A. there. Just couldn't get the call on the outside corner. It'll run to 1-2 now. This Auburn team has already done a really nice job of stacking up some wins this season. 20 on the season as that one is shot back up the middle. One run will score. Coming around third is Supan. She's safe. Sevier will round second base and will hold up there. It's a 2-RBI double for Sevier. And it's 9-1 Central. Nice job that Sevier does there to just keep the barrel squared up back towards the middle of the field. Drove it right back where it came from. Got by the glove of M.A. And a 9-1 lead now for Central. Still batting. Cam Hammock up there. Watch the first pitch come in from M.A. For strike one, that one hits the inner half. Well, now if you're Auburn, work on it. Throw good pitches against really good hitters. Work on your craft here, Auburn. 9-1, nothing to lose now. M.A. has gotten it to a 1-1 count. Sevier down at second base after the double. She delivers home. That one must have missed. 2-1. Looked really good from our vantage point, but will stay at a 2-1 count. Hammock, the batter from the right side, readies. Now sees the 2-1 delivery from Grace. God, not sure where that one missed. Must have been a little in. Still uncertain as you've got to wait on the strike call for about a minute or two. M.A. readies, rocks, and delivers to 3-1. This is chopped on the infield. Weird spin as it gets back up the middle. It'll get to Mason. She'll fire to third base, and she's safe. Oh, Sevier ran it out. An odd little number off the bat. Hammock will get to second base on the throw over to first. Had some odd backspin. It got right by the glove of Daly Alsobrook and kind of jolted into center field. Gracie Mason out in center came up throwing as Sevier had to wait on it to see if Alsobrook was going to grab it and then try to tag her. That didn't happen. So Sevier got caught in between, went back to second base, then came towards third. Mason had a shot at getting her, but the tag just a second late. And that'll be all, it looks like, for M.A. Grace. So Central gets around one of Auburn's aces pretty well tonight. For 9 runs, they touch her four. It will be a new pitcher for the Auburn High squad when we get ready. We'll get you a name and some numbers next on the Auburn High Sports Network. 9-1 Central leading, bottom of the fifth inning here in Phoenix City. We'll see you on the other side of this break on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High School softball on WLEE 96.3 and the Radio Alabama app. Also online at WLEE963.com. It'll be Olivia Harris, the new hurler for the Auburn High Tigers. 2-1 is the record on the season. Does have one save on the year in 5 appearances. Has started 3 games. 16 innings pitched. 175 is the batting average against her. A 1.38 whip with a 4.38 ERA, 30 strikeouts to only 12 walks on the season, has allowed 12 runs, only 10 of them earned, though, and only 10 hits on the year against Olivia, so hasn't been an issue with allowing hits necessarily. It's just been the free bases. Can she keep some of those down? First pitch comes home to a Central bat. Number 22, this is Lexi Kirk standing in, takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Olivia threw some last year, is getting more of a shot this year, and in some mop-up situation here. 9-1 Central leading this Auburn High squad right now in game one of this two-game set, which will continue on Thursday evening over in Auburn High. The 2-0 delivery from Harris. Swing and a miss by Kurt. 2-1. Olivia just been behind a couple of really big-time arms. You've got, of course, Abby Helms, M.A. Grace, who threw 4 2/3 innings just a moment ago. Lily Brewer, another one. There, strike two thrown by the bat of Kirk. 2-2 now as Harris goes upstairs, gets Kirk swinging. One strike from the sixth inning here. Runners at second and third for Central. They can make this a 10-run game with a hit. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and Olivia Harris comes on and gets the second out of the inning. Second strikeout of the night for Kirk, that is. And it is Maddie Wagner. The freshman stands in. Fouled out to third or first time up. And flew out to right field on a Caitlin Brock running catch. One of the better catches you'll see on a high school softball diamond. First pitch comes home to Wagner. Strike on the inner half. Good pitch from Olivia. Developing some depth in that circle is Auburn High. Told you about the two seniors. You've got Lily Brewer, the fireballer, and then Olivia Harris working on it as well. That one misses upstairs as Pinton comes out of the crouch. She'll look the runners back at second and third. Kind of walked around with a little swagger behind home plate for a moment. Harris holds it on the right hip. Now the 1-1 pitch coming home. Swung on and fouled right to us. That'll get on top of us if you hear it. That's not thunder. That is a softball gently rolling back down. and almost landing right on top of the Auburn High faithful's head. Rolls harmlessly to the concrete, though. 1-2 pitch set to be delivered by Harris. Here is the 1-2 driven down the left field line. That's foul, though, as that'll hook a little bit left on Wagner. So we'll do the 1-2 pitch again. Auburn University baseball fans. News for you. Auburn has tied it in the top of the eighth inning on a Derek Fabian double in Georgia Tech. They still bat with one down and runners at first and second. Here, a 1-2 pitch due to Wagner. Off speed went Olivia Harris, and it was tapped at the dish. Foul, as that'll get behind E.K. Pinton at home. 1-2 the count. Auburn trying to find their way out of this inning. Work a little more in the top of the sixth. Never know what can happen if you get the bats rolling. 1-2. This one is lined in the left field. There's a base hit. One run will score. LR falls to the ground, tries to get it in quickly to Daly Alsobrook. She does, as that one will score two runs. Standing at second is Wagner, and LR took a spill out there in the outfield and now is holding the knee. And Auburn players making their way out there. Matt Hendricks makes the slow walk out there to left field as well. LR, they're going to check on LR out there. She's up and walking around, so that's a good sign. to 11-1, your score. It is the bottom of the fifth inning. That would be enough to trigger the run rule if they have chosen to institute that here. LR will walk gingerly off the field. And I believe that'll be all for the Auburn left fielder. That may be all for the Auburn High Tigers tonight. And I believe it will be. Here come the handshake lines. That's going to be the game. Central has walked this thing off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They institute the run rule here in the bottom of the fifth on the walk-off single by Madison Wagner to left field, takes in two, and Central has won this game 11-1. Don't go anywhere on the Auburn High School Sports Network. We'll come right back, talk about this one, and wrap things up from Phoenix City next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad, Bill, and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
It is the Orthopedic Clinic post-game show here on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Auburn High softball continues on WLEE 96.3 locally in the Auburn area, on the Radio Alabama app, or on WLEE96.3.com. Well, a tough night for Auburn High softball. That is 11-1, your final score. Central wins it here in Phoenix City. They take game one of this two-game set on the RBI single by Maddie Wagner there in the bottom of the fifth inning. L.R. Sawyer looks to be up and walking around okay, so I think just a hard tumble out there in the outfield as she tried to get it in, but fortunately looks like she's okay. Just some hurt pride out there right now by Auburn High between the third and second base bags. They're getting a talking to from both coaches out there, and we'll continue here on the Orthopedic Clinic post-game show. Don't think we're going to get Matt Hendricks tonight to come up and narrate a little bit for us, so we'll just go ahead and kind of wrap this thing up as we move forward. Auburn up to 20 wins now in the year, 20-8 if you were joining us. They came into this one 20-7. They were 2-0 in area play, just got done sweeping Opelika this past week, and we knew that this was going to be a challenge coming in here, but Auburn felt like they had the arms to compete, felt like they could hang with this Central lineup for the most part, and tonight just wasn't the case. Central was able to put the beat down on early and often with some hard swings. They had 3 home runs on the night. They had 6 RBIs off of those home runs. Mariah Harrison had one, and then Chloe Broadwater, probably the player of the game for Central, had 2. One in the first inning and then another in the fourth, in the third inning, where she went right down the right field line just by the scoreboard over there, and one of the hardest softballs you've seen hit on this field, particularly, much less in the area. So Auburn falls tonight once again 11-1. They move to 2-1 in Area 4 play. So next up for the Tigers, it is going to be the return trip by Central to Auburn. It'll be Thursday night. We will not have that game on the air, as it'll be Auburn High School baseball right here on WLEE 96.3. Check your listings for times. Check your listings for everything else, as we'll have some social media posts about that. You can probably find that online as well. But just make sure that you check in and that you follow along with times for that on social media or on any other platforms that we may be able to get that out on. 11-1, Central wins it. Again, they get hits from every bat in the order tonight except the 7 and 8 spots. Actually, check that. They get hits from every bat except the 7 spot, as Madison Wagner's 2 RBI single from the 8 spot ends it tonight. So Auburn, on the other hand, in the circle, it was M.A. Grace and Olivia Harris that tried to carry this thing and just really get Auburn home tonight. M.A. lit up there in the 5th inning, and then Olivia Harris comes on and just gives up the single to allow those couple of runs to come across. And look, sometimes you're going to have nights like this, and that's probably what Coach Matt Hendricks is telling the ladies out there in the infield right now. You're going to have tough nights like this where nothing seems to go right, and you just got to be able to pick it up and move on. This is a game that can eat you up very quickly if you let what happened yesterday affect you today, tomorrow, and next week. And Auburn has got to do a good job of coming back on Thursday, flushing this one, and being ready to go. Once again, this is the Orthopedic Clinic post-game report presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika, or on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Live from Phoenix City, this is Central High School and Auburn High School softball, where the Tigers fall tonight 11-1 to the Red Devils. That's going to do it from Central High School. I am Jack Hudden. We'll be once again on the air for Auburn High School baseball on Thursday night. Once again, I'm Jack Hudden saying so long, good night, and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Baseball on 96.3 WLEE. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gooch Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule at 963WLEE.com. Follow AHS Baseball here on 963WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.